Deuteronomy chapter 31. And Moses went and spoke these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day, I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, you shall not go over this Jordan. The Lord your God, he will go over before you, and he will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before you, as the Lord has said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto their land, when he destroyed them. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that you may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he it is that does go with you, he will not fail you, nor forsake you. And Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for you must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that does go before you, he will be with you, he will not fail you, neither forsake you, fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law, and delivered it unto the priests the sons of Levi, who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of tabernacles, when all Israel has come to appear before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men, and women, and children, and your stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children, who have not known anything, may hear, and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land which you go over Jordan to possess. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, your days approach that you must die. Call Joshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of meeting, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went, and presented themselves in the tabernacle of meeting. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, you shall sleep with your fathers, and this people will rise up, and go play the harlot after the gods of the strangers of the land, where they go to be among them, and will forsake me, and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evils which they shall have done, in that they are turned unto other gods. Now therefore write this song for you, and teach it to the children of Israel, put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swore unto their fathers, that flows with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves, and grown fat, then will they turn unto other gods, and serve them, and provoke me, and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their descendants, for I know their imagination which they go about, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swore. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day, and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge, and said, Be strong and of a good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore unto them, and I will be with you. And it came to pass, when Moses had finished writing the words of this law in a book, until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, Take this book of the law, and put it by the side of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against you. For I know your rebellion, and your stubbornness. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes, and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth as witness against them. For I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourselves, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spoke in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song, until they were ended.